Welcome to What's Poppin', a podcast where we get to know the people of Prince of Peace a little bit better and talk more about the message from the previous Sunday. And my guest today is Peter Reilly, and he's already got me giggling. Peter, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello!
You can back off the mic a little bit, Peter Reilly. We're going to be fine.
I'm projecting.
You are projecting. All right. Peter, how long have you lived in the area?
Since 1994.
1994.
Almost 20 years, actually. No, 30 years.
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah, almost 30 years. So where were you before that?
Corrales, Oregon, and actually various places in Oregon.
Various places in Oregon. What brought you down to the area?
I met a woman.
You met a woman. Oh, that's an age-old story, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She was in Berkeley.
Okay.
And so then, hey, you know, it's like we got to know each other. We married each other.
You married each other. That works out well.
Yes.
And so that brought you down to the area. So Berkeley area.
The Mountain View area. First.
Mountain View area. Yeah. Okay. How'd you get to the Fremont area?
Looking for a cheaper place to live.
Okay.
Is really what it was.
All right. So you ended up here. How did you get to Prince of Peace then?
I don't know. I don't remember.
How long ago was it?
1996.
Okay, so shortly after you got here.
Yeah, and I know when we lived in Mountain View, I went to St. Paul's for like a couple Sundays.
Okay.
Didn't really like it.
Okay.
And then didn't have a church home and moved here. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a nice church.
All right. 27 years at Prince of Peace. That's nearly all of Pastor Zeld's tenure, I think.
He was here before I was.
Yeah, probably just barely, right? I've been pretty new, I think, at that point.
People cannot see me shrugging my shoulders.
Yes, you shrug your shoulders, so you're not sure. Thank you for giving us the play-by-play of your physical reaction to my questions on this audio podcast.
I'm smiling.
All right, Peter. What was your favorite working experience or job so far in life?
Working at a grocery store.
Working at a grocery store. Okay.
Yeah, I had a good time there.
Doing what?
Everything.
Everything. You're a packer.
Yes.
Checkout person.
Yes.
Stocker.
Yes.
Third shift stocker.
I don't know what that is.
Not stalker. Stocker. Well, so
I did packing. Okay. I mean, groceries. So yeah. That's how I started.
Okay.
We call them courtesy clerks.
Courtesy clerks.
We're supposed to be nice to people.
That makes sense. The courtesy aspect. Yeah.
And then eventually moved to sweeping the floors. Promotion.
Ooh.
Stocking your shelves. Receiving freight. Checker and sorting bottles and cans.
Okay. So I asked about the third shift stocker. My Wisconsin's getting in the way.
I'm following you.
Third shift stuff on shelf guy. So I used to do that at the grocery store. I did third shift placing of things on shelves. And it was an okay gig.
Did not do that then.
If people don't know, they should know that you are a member of the staff here at Prince of Peace, doing several things, but your main job here is, and you're part-time, to do AV stuff for worship. And so you do things like help with live stream, but primarily work on sound and things like that for worship. And so you see and hear most of the services. And so this should be an easy question for you. Do you have two things that you thought were good or made you think a little bit more or just interesting from the last Sunday's message?
I have one thing.
You have one thing. All right.
But you knew that already.
I did know that.
So this Sunday was about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And how many times we should forgive.
Yeah.
And so as I was watching the service again online, which you can do, go to YouTube Prince of Peace Church.
That's a good plug right there.
That was a good plug.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that when Jesus was telling how many times we should forgive, he was also being an example at the same time.
Mm.
Because how many times has he forgiven us?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Never ending. Right?
Never ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 70 times 7 is like... Pfft. He's thinking, that's a low number, but I think they can do it.
Yeah. So he's not just telling us we need to forgive. He's saying, by example of being part of my family, you should forgive because of how much he's forgiven us, right?
Yeah.
So I have one last question for you, Peter. If you could only watch one show or movie, what would it be?
I'm thinking...
I can edit out the silence, don't worry.
Like I'm thinking, there's a lot of good shows out there. Right now, And it's like, I usually just watch the current show. And sorry, right now it's Star Trek Discovery.
Star Trek Discovery. All right. Yeah. Is that new?
It's a few years old.
Years old?
I don't know if it's done or not. I've been watching it on Netflix, okay. DVD. So not streaming, but DVDs. I'm old school.
You just say that you use Netflix DVD.
Yep. They have a wider selection.
Is that like you and like six other people?
I hope not. They haven't shut it down yet.
I didn't know it was still available. That's awesome. I guess they still have the inventory, so that makes sense, right?
Yeah, but it also has a wider selection.
Really?
Yeah. It's like if watching Star Trek, I'd probably have to subscribe to like at Paramount Plus.
Oh.
So it's like...
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Which also probably stops you from binging everything really fast.
It does.
Yeah. It's interesting technique. It is cheaper too, I'm sure.
It's a little more.
$20 more a month.
It's not $20, but yeah. It's more than their streaming service.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the shipping costs and stuff like that. Probably. Yeah.
Okay. And plus, there's only seven people watching.
Only seven people. It's a lot of warehouse space to keep for seven people.
Exactly.
Well, Peter, I have enjoyed this podcast. I've been bugging you to do it for 10 months now, so I appreciate you finally coming on. And it wasn't so bad, was it?
It was terrible. I'm gonna have nightmares about this. It wasn't bad. It was good. It was nice. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.